There's a call deep within all of us, a call to lead, to protect, to serve something greater than ourselves. In the Army, we answer that call with courage, with discipline, with purpose.
Sir! Sir! Sir!
I'm recording, sir. What do you need?
Sir, we have a situation in Sector 4. It appears to be a Walmart truck driving through the minefield.
Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, it's this guy again!
I can't believe I gave up a job in the Pentagon for this.
Woo!
Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies. Last time on Roleplay Rookies, Brock drove us through a minefield, flew us to Germany, and then impersonated the president, all while breaking every vehicle we could possibly own. We flew through the Bifrost, and now we're on the other side. And that's the whole thing.
That's it. Hey, good stuff.
It does feel like Brock is carrying the team.
How do you feel, Brock?
My legs are tired from carrying everyone.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd pick a better road, you wouldn't have to be carrying everyone.
Maybe don't break all our vehicles.
Maybe don't spontaneously make a landmine field.
Figuratively.
Yeah, what was that about?
Danny let you world build, and it was the worst decision ever. Right. There was also this minefield. Danny's like, the heck is there a minefield?
Because it was one of my things.
Because he likes to play Minesweeper. That's like how Minesweeper works. He's just crashing drones.
His drone sweeper. Yeah, he's just literally like attacking.
Yeah, it's the whole
the government's property.
I love how the government doesn't do anything about it either. They're just like, oh, it's that guy again.
So much of this just is not.
Yeah. What can you do?
Also, I decide that anytime it's campaign, Josh, I can decide if the bullet's going to affect you or not.
Oh, yeah.
You got shot in the arm because you pissed me off about the military base not killing you.
We should have died.
So not only is he now addicted to nicotine, but he has a hole in his arm.
Are you sure you're not ex-military?
Man, that wasn't even this draft of the character.
That's true.
All right, you guys ready to see what's going to happen?
I sure hope
so.
We all can just call it a night.
Aren't we with Grass
think,
Aslan
I don't
right
think
now?
If
yes.
we're...
Gotcha.
I don't think it
Grassland.
Matters if we're ready
Grassland.
Because it will happen.
Yeah. All right, let's get started. Let's go.
I really like that theme song. It's like literally going
I pay
on in
for
my
it.
Head.
Did we get to level 5?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Nice. Should we go around the table and talk a little bit about what changed, or do you want to just...
I can hit one more time and I can throw really well. That's
I
all
I will
change.
Give what you guys a opportunity to do that.
Okay,
guys.
Cool.
You guys all wake up and you guys see yourself surrounded by fairies. All of you guys are sweating. It only been a few hours for you guys, but for you, it felt like the week that you guys receive your memories back. And as you guys wake up, you see Liam in person there with you. He's studied the book that the Fae was using to corrupt the entire Fae realm a couple of sessions ago. And as you guys wake up, how do you guys react? What do you guys say to each other? How are you guys feeling after receiving your memories back?
Probably that noise when I wake up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wait, so you're saying Liam is reading the book?
He's studying it.
That seems dangerous.
A little bit.
Yeah, didn't it try to attack us last time we touched that thing? It's cool that it doesn't hurt him.
It's not, but...
No, okay.
I go up to Jack and I put my hand on his shoulder and I look him in the eyes and I say, Jack, I'm sorry I shot your car.
It's okay, man. I got shot in the arm too.
And then I turn to Brock and I'm like, you stole my dog.
That's not how I remember it. I remember saving your canine. Interesting theory.
Were we all watching the same movie?
You ever seen Rashomon?
I actually know that reference.
What is
completely
that?
Went over my head. Okay. What? Josh is like, crap.
Like, crap. Now I need to actually explain it.
No.
If you know, you know.
I think Gavin would just sit there like staring at his feet, and suddenly he'd be like, oh my gosh,
We destroyed that car. We should be dead. It's a miracle we made it here. Brock, you almost killed us so many times.
I also saved you so many times.
From your own bad choices.
Why is everyone against me? I'm the one that got us here. Without Kevin. Me, there's no way.
Gavin just goes back to looking.
I can think of like a few options we could have taken, like not through a minefield.
I should be dead. I should be dead.
I'm just going to walk over there and look at the mountains. You guys do what you want to do. I walk away.
I go up to Liam and I'm like, Toby goes up to Liam and he's like, okay, well, what do we do now? We can't go home.
I smell so bad.
Well, since you guys got your memory back, that's Liam speaking to you. He says, do you guys mind telling me what happened to Ash? Can you guys tell me what happened?
You got this, Brock, and I bring him back in.
No, I can't hear you. I'm over there just checking out the trees.
Oh, I thought he meant like in the podcast. I was like, okay.
No.
I
was like, no, I walked away to ponder on what I've just recovered in my memory.
Like, what did I do?
What's wrong with me?
Seeing as he's ignoring me, I turn back to Liam and I'm like, Ash saved us on Earth. She tracked us down. Saved us from the hordes that were coming after us, and she got us here. But Liam, I'm so sorry. She didn't make it.
She died, just like we should have died.
Try to show a little respect.
We should all be dead.
Do you have any like herbal tea?
Yeah. And he like snaps his fingers and gives you an amazing. He gives you mate.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be an amazing good tea.
Yeah, Kevin.
Wait, what's the herbal tea for?
To calm him down because he's panicking.
So we just told this man that his friend that
No. Liam's not panicking.
Why isn't Liam like sad?
Liam is sad, but he's not having a mental breakdown.
I'm having a mental breakdown because I realize how barely we managed to survive.
Hey, you got to forgive him. He's overlooking at mountains. He has no idea what's going on.
Toby. If that's okay, and he gives you a crystal, goes, is it okay if I see your memory so I can kind of see what happened and see what Ash's final moments were?
Yeah. Go ahead. By all means.
People always messing with Toby's head.
He puts the crystal on your forehead, and in a few seconds, he sees episode 89.
89. Fourth wall break.
He goes, wow, Brock. Is
shut up.
And he goes, that was Darius, this book. And he points to the book. It's the book of the sorrow. It's the book that he used. Oh my goodness, Darius is back. It all makes sense why he's in Earth now. Why he's in Midgard.
Why was he hunting us down?
The spell. He said that. And he like flips the pages and goes, this is it. And he points out to this very specific spell that if Darius finds a host and he makes that host as miserable as possible, makes that person the definition of sorrow, he'll be able to trigger magic on that person and be able to do anything that he wanted. In this case, I'm assuming he wants to use your friend Steve to open the gate so he can invade the Nine Realms. And the only thing missing for him is the four of you. Once the four of you die, Steve will be absolutely done. And Darius will have enough power to break the seal and invade the Nine Realms.
I push Brock. You forgot about Steve.
I'm like 20 feet away.
Oh my gosh. We all forgot about Steve.
I listened to the last episode on the way here, and I forgot about Steve. Oh, you...
Poor Steve.
Okay. I hear you. I understand that he wants us dead. So that he can obtain this power. Basically, that's what you're saying. So basically we don't have to die and he's thwarted, but like, is there like more we can do? Can we proactively stop this?
So there is a few options, and this is what I'm going to do, because this, whatever the choice that you guys will make, will be up to you. I don't want to make this choice for you. And I think after I give you guys these choices, you guys maybe take the time to ponder and meet up later tonight with the four of you and talk. So option number one, it's a very easy one. As long as you guys are here in a different realm, Darius cannot harm you. He is stuck in Midgard. As of right now, Midgard is his prison. He does not have enough power to break the seal. So you guys can stay here for the rest of your lives. We can make you guys comfortable. We can give you guys new identities. And you guys can be here. But you'll never be able to return home ever again. Option two, and there's a few other ways we can do this, is declaring war against Darius, going back and fighting him. But if we lose, the gate will be open and he'll be able to invade. He'll be able to invade all the nine realms, and this time he'll have an army of powerful humans that are already powerful without magic. The moment the gates open, they will be filled with magic and they will become 10 times more powerful. So those little zombies that you guys saw, imagine those zombies with magic. So
those are two options.
Yes.
Either hide or fight.
Yes.
I turn to the group. I don't know about you guys, but I need to get back. There's people waiting for me. You guys know. You saw my memories. I want to do option two.
Memories? Like, did we see each other's memories?
No, you saw mine back of the dandelion. Remember where?
Oh yeah, I remember.
But like the funeral.
So not just what happened. So. Yeah.
I think we should fight. You know what? I'm gonna fight, and I don't. You guys don't have to come with me, but I have to get back. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Brock walks back and goes, "What you guys talking about?" With tears, obvious swelling in the eyes.
He's been over there bawling.
What's going on, guys? Brock, what did I miss?
Brock, the four of you need to talk and decide what you guys want to do. Either stay here and hide and be safe, or go back there and fight.
So I heard, little devil's advocate, that he's stuck in the other realm right now, correct?
That's right.
Do the rules still apply where the longer he is there, the less magic he has?
Like, could we just wait him out?
That will be maybe centuries for him because he's a god.
We'll be dead, long dead before we can go back.
Okay, that might be a problem.
And who's to say that we don't all die in the meantime, and then he just tells Steve that we died, and then we're at the same problem.
At the same time, he could just, I don't know, lie to Steve.
Then it sounds like we should make a decision sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Gavin's currently on the ground in fetal position.
Sipping tea.
No, the tea is spilled. He's over in fetal position.
It didn't work.
No, it did not work.
All right, I won't ask you guys to come with me if you're not feeling it, but like I said, I need to get back, so I'm going to fight. Don't you need to get back to Crystal? And I kind of kick Gavin on the floor a little bit, like a soft kick.
Oh.
What about her truck, man?
You broke it.
I didn't break the truck. And then I look for a Brock.
I will pay for that.
Yeah, you will. Gavin rolls over and stands up. Well, either die here or I die there. So I guess we should just get this taken care of.
But just think about it.
No. He's just on board. He's out of his funk. Don't you do anything.
I'm just saying.
No. I want to roll to see if I can find some tape or something to put on his mouth.
Look, they're in a safe place right now. If we go back and
you
we
remember
lose,
that place?
That's not safe.
There's zombies everywhere.
Well, at least we can take care of ourselves here. If we go back and we lose, all of the people that we love are dead.
So we'll never see them again. Mm-hmm. And who's to say that they won't die anyway when zombies invade your mansion?
They won't.
You have told me so many things about your stuff. I do not believe anymore.
Fair enough. But it is one of the safest places on the planet. All you will say that.
It's not.
What do you mean? It's in the middle of like a 500.
I seem to remember you telling me that Ash literally cut your front gate like butter.
Did you guys hear that disembodied voice? That was crazy. What? What was that?
What?
I don't know. They told us it's not safe.
I don't know. Just seeing if we go back, we don't have the abilities that we have now, do we? We go back to being what we were before.
Once you get there, your powers won't disappear right away, like we established before. Your powers will be draining with time. So the longer you stay there...
So what happened with Ash?
Yes. And D&D mechanics, you will be losing levels. So you'll be using abilities, you'll be losing spell levels, you'll be losing everything, which I think is a pretty cool mechanic to play with, to be honest with you.
I hate it.
But he goes, but there's a few options if you guys do decide to fight. Option number one is we talk to the gods. And however, the gods do like the idea that Midgard is a prison for Darius. But in order for us to get an audience with the gods, we need a new vessel. Because Ari and I already use our meetings, because we get one meeting per vessel, meaning that one of you needs to become a new vessel, and that person needs to stay on that round that they are assigned to protect it. That's option one. Option two. You guys can grab the weapons that was used to defeat Dariot before. The stones that each vessel holds are the keys. So there are 6 stones. You guys have 3 right now. That's going to be a little trickier because those guys are kind of tough to beat. But it is doable. Grabbing those stones and then getting the weapons could be doable. However, the weapons are being held at Dariot's realm, his home place. But he's supposed to be grave, but he's not dead anymore. So you guys need to go there. You guys need to get the stones and then go to Darius' realm to pick up the weapons. And there is option 3. Toby, your sword.
Pointy Brock?
Yes. And Pointy Brock, it became black after you killed the hag, remember?
Yeah. Yo, it's super sick.
It absorbs the darkness. And apparently Pointy Brock has a new ability that allows the user to absorb the darkness altogether. So in theory, if you stab Daria's main host, you'll be able to absorb all the darkness, all his power into the sword. However, the wielder of the sword, the person that's attuned to it, will need to carry the darkness with him. Darius will not have control of you, but you will feel his pain, you will feel his anger, and it might affect your soul. It might change your personality. You might become the keeper of that power, whoever it is necessary to you. And that person might become violent, might become evil, whatever it is, that person will be kind of the keeper of Darius for the rest of eternity.
So it goes into the person, not into the sword. I couldn't just put the sword in a safe, bury it.
You'll be connected to the sword. So even though the sword is stashed away, you'll still feel its influence. You'll still feel the desire of anger, pain, sorrow. It doesn't have to be you, Toby. It could be anyone else.
Okay, so to recap, our 3 options in fighting now are, 1, we get the weapons that originally were used to kill him.
Yes.
Which is like its own death mission. 2, one of us becomes a vessel and never gets to go home.
Yes.
And 3, I stab this guy with the sword, with the sword, and maybe become angry and need therapy.
It sounds like there won't be enough therapy.
I'm going to be honest. I already have a therapist. She is phenomenal. I feel like she might be willing to take this on.
Is she taking the clients?
Well, it's not just angry. I think Nate's going to get a reference. The way I got this idea is the Marker Kane from Supernatural.
Oh, dang it. I do get that reference. That's not something therapy fixes.
I actually, for once, get one of your references, which is actually...
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay. So, for those who don't watch Supernatural, first off, it's slow, but really good. They really did a good job tied up with season 15. But it will corrupt you. It will give a desire to hurt people. It will change who you are.
Okay, I don't know if that's the best plan then.
And that's the one if you stab the person and you take on.
Yeah, and who's to say what happens to Steve if I stab him?
I think he dies.
Yeah, that doesn't
stabbing
sound
people
great either.
Kills them.
That's my understanding as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so sounds to me, unless any of you want to become a vessel, that our best shot is to go get those weapons. What do you guys think? I'm opening it up to the floor.
Can I ask a question? If someone becomes a vessel, what patron god then do they serve? Ashes?
So Ari kind of looks and goes, you can choose between Ashes, which is the god of fire, and Ari kind of looks and goes, oh, mine. I'm willing to give up the role.
But then we would need another.
No.
Because if he gives up the role, then there would still be one missing.
Oh, yeah, they just need a new one.
Yeah, just a new one to get a.
That's their god's problem. That's their god, the fight god.
Oh,
yeah, he needs to find a new vessel.
Okay.
If he becomes the vessel of fire, does he have to go live in Avernus?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a fun place to live, man. Not with your glorious hair.
Gavin actually looks around, though, at the Fey Realm and is like, no, this isn't that bad.
Can he bring people here? Like, if there was, like, a cutesy truck drive-in girl that he wanted to bring, could he, like...
Botanist?
And Ari goes, sure, yeah. Like, the gods don't hang out here very much. We are basically, I mean, our job is to watch over their realms. They're just doing whatever gods do. So, sure, yeah, you can bring people here, but they will not be able to leave this place.
Okay, well, that's something. Okay, not a bad option if Crystal's willing to do it.
But this is assuming that Gavin wants to do that, though.
Okay, how hard will it be for us to beat these guys and get these weapons?
Hard.
I don't think that's a good option.
But,
probably die.
But you guys don't need to beat them. You just need their stones.
I don't think we're smart enough to convince them, quite frankly.
Well, so he goes, listen, Ash trusted you guys with their weapons and with the memories. All of you guys, I mean, Toby and Brock both unlock special abilities with their weapons. And now both Gavin and Jack unlock the other abilities. With Jack, you can now use your axe as a fiery, you can slash in the air and this fire attack will... attacks will be like a range attack, which is pretty good for you.
Okay.
And Gavin, you know Breath of the Wild when Link uses the air move to kind of shoot himself up?
Sure.
Yeah.
I play video games.
Yeah. So you can just basically summon air to either propel yourself up, sideways, down, whatever direction.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Can you summon it to like knock enemies prone?
Yeah. You can control wherever it comes. It has to come from him for whatever direction. So like if you want to make it fly, if you want to push somebody, he can.
I really like this cloak.
It's kind of neat.
So what's the process for becoming a... what would you call us again?
A vessel.
A vessel? What's that like?
It's... The process is not painful, if that's what you're wondering. It's just... You're just making... a commitment to this realm. You understand every single creature. You will be supposed to be their leader. You're supposed to protect them. My job specific, Ari saying this, he says, you should protect nature. I become one of nature and I try to spend my days watching over the plants or watching over my fairies and make sure that everyone here is safe and happy. I am a mediator when there's conflict, and also I am expected to be on the front lines when there are times to fight, which I will be there if you guys ask me for my help, but I am willing to give up my role.
So how difficult is that? Is that just something that he can decide to do now? And then, I mean, becoming the vessel, how does that stop...
What happens to you? Are like,
I die.
Straight. I thought you said you were gonna help.
If you guys,
if we fight, he'll help.
Oh,
if I'm still around, but the vessel is a calling that you can only be given away after death. It's a lifehood calling. It's not something I can just pass along. So I would die, and Gavin, you would take my... Oh, anyone else would
but
take
that's if he takes yes. his... Yes. But you can also become a vessel.
I've been alive for a really long time, and I... Guys, I wasn't able to stop this by myself. I wasn't able... If you guys didn't show up, and when you guys did, this whole round would be lost. I'm old. Very old, and I'm losing my touch. That's the truth. And if I need somebody else to take my place, I'm okay with it. Again, my job is to watch over this realm. But I will fight, and I'll be proudly give my life to protect everyone else's. But if you guys do decide that it's time that if you guys want they to do that round, but remember, just because you become a vessel, convincing the gods is going to be a whole different thing. It's not a guarantee.
What do you think, Gavin?
I'm willing to do that if that's what we think is best. I'm also willing to go and try and find those weapons, I guess, although I'm not sure how that'll go.
How much time do we have?
I can't tell.
Because if we go and we try to do the weapons and then we fail, I mean, vessel could be plan B.
That's not a bad plan.
Okay. You
know. I think that's pretty solid. What do you guys think? Jack?
I mean, we're ignoring the third option as well of Pointy Brock.
I mean, I'm willing to try that. I have to be like a surrogate father when I get back. I don't want.
It doesn't have to be you, Toby.
Toby, you have a lot to live for. I don't. We had a bag that had stuff in it, right?
We had like a wallet.
From the real
wallet.
World.
Yes.
Who has the wallet?
Brock does.
I do.
I'm going to take the wallet from Brock, pull out my pack of cigarettes that I put in it, and he is going to take a long puff
on the cigarette. Does Gavin lie his cigarettes?
If he asks, we do.
I do have Druidcraft, which lets me...
Never mind. He doesn't need you.
He just snaps a couple times, lights it. You have a lot to live for, Toby. I don't. I can do it.
Jack, that's an incredible sacrifice. Are you I mean, I know it doesn't technically mean you'll die, but that you might lose who you are. You know? Like,
this is also assuming we can get close enough to stab him.
And again, we're forgetting about Steve, who you would be killing.
We all forgot about Steve.
Again.
Do you guys want to maybe see if you can save Steve?
If we get the weapons, can we save?
There's a path that we end up killing less people. In my mind, maybe let's keep our aim at plan number one, be the one that kills the least amount of people.
Mm-hmm. What we can do, hear me out, is we can bring everyone from Midgard here.
But they're zombies.
If they come over here, and then we can leave What's-His-Face... in Midgard.
So just abandon Earth to...
Abandon them.
The demons.
You, okay.
That would be a choice.
The only person that could travel without the portal being open was Ash.
So how are we getting there?
I will need to open the gates. That's the thing. I can do it. This is Liam talking. He says, I can do it. But the moment we do, there's no turning back. It's
You're in and then...
Also, moving the entire population of Earth through one portal...
Through a little
I can
land
think
bridge thing
of
in
only
Germany.
A list of people that we need.
Oh my gosh! Feels like the option that'll kill the most people. Let's make you think of other ones.
See, here's
now
just
the bottom
some,
of the list.
So Brock is a little concerned right now because he does not want to go back. He
that's fair.
Like Jack, he doesn't really have anything to go back right. to. And when he
you
was...
You have a mansion and all the Nutella and Doritos
super,
you could ever want.
Super lonely, didn't really accomplish anything. And then he's here and he's gaining new abilities. He's a respected paladin.
Losing weight.
Losing weight,
right? He's doing everything he wants to do, but he kind of has a dilemma because the three people that he cares about most, which are you guys, wants to go back, but he does not.
Honestly, it sounds like the party's in half. There's like
I was gonna say
two of us who have a life, and the other two who are like, I'm cool. Why don't you take the sword and you be the fire guy, and we'll go back to people care about
it. I was gonna say
we'll go back to our families.
Options that should be enough to fix it.
Like did it come off that Jack wanted to go back to Earth? That wasn't my intention there.
Well, geez, what am I offering sacrificing myself for? You should be doing this.
Well, if you were to sacrifice yourself, you would have to go back to Midgard because you would have to stab Steve.
And you'd have to kill Steve. We were back to killing Steve again, who I think is actually important, believe it or not.
So, he is.
So,
okay, person. Hear me out. There are ways to stab someone without killing them.
Wait, you guys...
Mm.
So, actually...
What a crazy thing to say.
Wait, know, Gavin. Right?
That's true.
Do you want... Okay. Do you guys really want to save Steve? Do you guys think saving Steve could also help?
Well, I just don't think he deserves it. What did Steve do?
Yeah, Gavin. That's true. Huh? What's that, Jordan?
I said, Gavin.
What?
No.
What didn't Steve do? Actually, Jack has like zero recollection of Steve.
I don't know. Do you remember Steve? You don't remember Steve at all the pep rallies.
Leon goes and he goes back to the Book of the Sorrow and he starts flipping the pages and he goes, huh, maybe there's a way to separate Steve and Darius. And he goes, well, okay. And he goes, all right, so this is the deal. The four weapons that you guys have, if you guys still decide what you guys want to do, one of those weapons is a skill. And the power of that weapon, it turns out whoever uses it can separate, can judge a soul for itself. And I believe if we can maybe stretch it, it might be able to affect Steve's soul and separate him from Darius altogether, which will put Darius in a weaker state because he will not have a vessel.
And then we stab him.
Mm. I like where your head's at.
But that means that grabbing the weapons will be the choice because that's one of the weapons' powers.
Do we need all the weapons? Can we just go for this one?
They all lock in the same...
Oh, so it'd be dumb not to grab the others. All right, guys, I think this one results in the least amount of, I mean, if we pull it off, the least amount of tragedy and loss of life.
I agree. I think this is the best plan. Let's go get those weapons and save Steve and everybody else.
After seeing his memories, I think that he's the best of us, and I think we should all think about that when making this choice.
Jack takes another long puff. Yeah, you got a point there.
Brock is kind of, again, he's a little torn. And he's agreeing because he wants to do what
peer
you
pressure?
Guys want to do. It's not peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
It's more of like a, it's not really peer pressure. It's more like a, you know, you care about the person, so you want what they want or care about, right? But he's still... a little bit reluctant. You guys don't know he's as reluctant as he is, but I will go and do whatever you guys want me to do.
Okay. Liam, that's our choice. Where do we go? What's our heading?
There's a few ways we can pull this off.
More options?
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
That was John, not Gavin.
I was going to say, I can't just like, no, I'm not gonna steal.
Hey, I think, you know, we've made a lot of progress because Brock is actually consulting us before we make a choice. Yeah. Unlike before where he just kind of went for it.
What happened?
That's called character growth.
Okay, hindsight is the best teacher here. And my hindsight is 20/20 vision saying that I did not make some good decisions. So,
is that Brock or Jordan?
Both. <Yes.
laughs> When you listen to it, you're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, what was I on?
He goes, there's a few ways we can do this. Way number one is... I send you guys to the middle of the Bifrost. the places between realms, and you guys yell very loudly that you're the humans that everybody's been searching for. And most likely, the other vessels will come down and hunt you guys down.
That sounds like a bad plan. What's number two?
That could be really effective. It could go really fast.
Yes.
Anyway, keep going. Sorry, there's more options.
So plan A, run out like a dumbass and say, come and get us.
I've done that several times.
Do you know how many times that's worked in movies?
What's plan B?
Name one time in this journey that I've done that several times. Mm. Name one time it actually failed.
Wait, when did you do that?
I said, we are the humans. You not remember that?
Yeah. Say that. That did work. I mean...
Worked is a relative term.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of subjective.
Worked.
That happened for sure.
Sorry, what was option number two?
Option number two.
Yeah, I've been choosing Brock.
I mean, there's a few ways we could do this. Option number two is, again, you guys can become a vessel. And now I'm pushing the vessel thing. And then you guys can try to talk to them as equals, because you guys will be their equals. Or option number three is... go to their realms and heist their items from them.
Guys, I'm a big fan of Ocean's 11. I think we should heist.
Okay, so...
there's 11 of those?
Dang it, John.
Depends how you count them.
Yeah. Ocean's 11 is the best one. 12 is what? 13 is pretty decent. Anyways, so the three remaining vessels is the Vessel of Ice... he lives in the ice world, covered in ice, very cold. The second one...
Niflheim.
Yeah. The second one is the Vessel of Wind. That guy lives in the realms of... it's basically your heaven. That's where that person lives.
Windelheim.
That sounds wonderful.
That's the dumbest thing.
Dang it, Josh. I was trying not to laugh at that because it was so dumb. Okay, keep going.
And the third one is where the gray warriors go to rest. And she is the Vessel of Lightning and also the strongest of all the other vessels. So your options are to go to a heist in a very cold place, heist in your guys' version of heaven, and then heist on... the version of heist in the heaven that is for warriors.
Okay.
So you're saying that one of us being a vessel would make this easier?
You guys can talk to them and maybe try to convince them.
Wait. So one of the options is to literally go to heaven.
Can't one of you guys come with us and be the vessel to talk to them?
Yeah, they don't like us.
What's going to make them like us more if we're one of you?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, you have really nice hair. Have you thought about that? Thing.
I do.
So the ranking before stinks, Ash though. Passing was lightning, wind, then was Ash, then was ice, then it's Ari, and then it's me. That's Leon talking. He goes, I'm number six. So I can try to get a meeting with them. You guys want to do that? We can try to get a meeting with them. You guys can try to heist their stuff away. They're not going to be happy after you guys steal it.
They're going to come after
us. I am not confident that we can heist all three of them all at once. And because if we mess up one of them, all of them will be aware.
Right. I also want to point something out.
I just realized that this is the plot of Avengers Endgame.
I want to point something out really quick.
It really is, though.
So we're going to go steal these things from these people, go and save our world, only to put it in danger again because we have made them angry.
Yep.
Yeah.
This does not seem like a good option. We're going to need to get them on our side to help us.
Hey, I'm all for it. I can give you guys the meaning, but you guys need to either be convincing. Remember.
If only one of us went to law school.
Oh, I went to law school.
You what?
I went to law school.
Somebody didn't listen to the last episode.
Nope. I'm going to stand by Jack did not, even if it was mentioned last episode, Jack did not catch it at all.
You need to get them on your side. I'm not saying that's not possible. It is possible, but...
there's got to be... would these vessels attack us on site?
No.
Okay, so what I believe we should do is we should go, and then there has to be some ways we can earn their trust. Like,
well, yeah, let's set up a meeting with each of them. Maybe they'll have like some kind of fetch quest for us to do to earn their trust, and then bam, we make a whole posse.
Are these vessels currently on the side of Darius?
No one's on the side of Darius, but you need to understand from their point of view. Right now, since Darius is stuck in Midgard, there's no reason to open that gate. Right now, Midgard's a prison for Darius. So okay. You guys need to convince them. It's not that they're on the side of Darius. They're on the side. They don't want Darius to succeed, but they don't want to open that gate. You guys need to convince to allow you guys to open the gate and maybe convince that you're strong enough to maybe take a fight to him.
Okay. Yeah. I think that the best way to do this is to meet with them individually and win them over. Have them talk. Put the Gavin and them in a room for about 10 minutes. And then just have them.
Nate, what the heck are you doing, dude? Just get wreck a Band-Aid. Just rip it off.
I was like, am I saying something I'm not supposed to hear? Someone here that
it.
I'm not.
He clicked it like three times over here, and then he moved to that corner, clicking it. And I was like, it should only be one noise.
I just cut my nails.
Is it still not open?
Oh my god, it's open now.
It was trying to open a can.
It was like it kept. I think it got caught by my mic.
Nate was trying to open a can.
Well, I'm sorry for trying to be considerate.
Well, you fit. Don't be sorry for trying. Be sorry for failing.
All right. I'm sorry. Do you want to pick that up again?
Yeah, what I was saying is the best way that we could do it is just go and we talk to him and then try to win them over and convince them that this is in their favor.
Okay, are you guys willing to do anything crazy to prove? Because I can sell that to them if you guys are willing to prove your strength to them. Because you need to prove yourself that you guys are worthy enough warriors.
Well, I think that's why we would talk to them first. Because we would, it's kind of like the trials of Hercules.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where they send him out to do these crazy things that they believe are impossible. And then we would try it.
I think
then we'd prove it's not impossible.
I think maybe showing some level of sacrifice would make them more amenable to our cause.
Well, Jack did say he had nothing to live for, so we could sacrifice him.
No, I don't think that's what he means.
I also, Liam, I feel concerned about what happens to the Realm of Fire now that the vessel's gone. I feel like I'd be willing to take that role to help.
Gavin.
Liam.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll do that again.
Made me not know how to respond.
I was thinking I was trying to be dramatic. It is so romantic. So I'm sorry.
Whoa. There is a love arc in this story, Gavin. Other than Crystal and Gavin.
Okay.
He's got real game.
Gavin. Let's get back. Gavin, you do understand that once you take that, you need to be, what'd you call it? Alvarez, like hell, basically. I mean, the Tieflings are really cool people, and also that's where the dwarves hang out. They are great drinkers. I'm not sure if you drink.
Not really.
Ah, well. You don't. I will let this be your choice, but remember that the God of Fire is responsible to find a new vessel. But if you do volunteer, that would be good. But also, there is Ari too, which. I think there'll be something that you might like, but again, it has to be a choice.
If I take Ari's spot, though, he's going to die. There's no one to die if I take the fire.
What happens if we do both?
There's two vessels in the party?
Yeah.
Wow. There's two vessels in the party. I mean, you guys will be able to... Half of you will have to stay back forever. There's no coming back. And one of you might get Ash's abilities, by the way. Listen, how about this? I want you guys to take a time to yourselves. I want you guys to kind of think it over. And then tonight, we will meet and we'll make a decision what we're going to do. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Mm-hmm. After you guys take some time to think, you guys meet over the bonfire. Ari has some really delicious fruit snacks for you guys.
Fruit snacks?
No, fruits and snacks.
Oh, okay. I thought I was imagining like a little.
This is where they make them.
This is Kroger. Try it.
they have s'mores. Is s'mores vegan? I don't think they are.
Yes, they are. Hershey's is vegan.
As long as it's not
marshmallows are vegan and graham crackers. Not
actually. All right, so they have s'mores.
Yeah.
And they are getting everything ready. And you, the four of you, so you guys and Ari and Leo all meet up to the bonfire to talk. You guys all sit next to each other. And Leon goes, okay, so let's begin. I want to give everybody an opportunity to speak their mind. And so the four of us, so all of us can make a decision how to move forward. So after tonight, we can all be in unison and one plan. So who wants to speak first?
Toby raises his hand. Okay, you can go first if you want,
Jack. I was going to do a bit.
Well, then you should go first.
I'm Jack, and I'm an alcoholic. Oh, gosh.
I thought you had a smoking problem.
He's got a lot he's working through.
I have a lot of problems, man.
All right. Well,
Toby stands up and says...
Sorry, wrong meeting.
Toby's like, I think we should go talk to the vessels and get the weapons. That's my thought. Less people die. And we can get home all together. That's what I want.
Okay.
He sits down.
I agree. Gavin stands up because I guess that's what we're doing. I agree. But my only concern is, what if they don't listen to us?
Then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I think we stand a better chance if one of us becomes the new vessel of fire.
We're not going to make you a vessel, Gavin.
We're not choosing Gavin.
I volunteer. If I can help in any way, I want to help.
Yeah, but there's other options where you still end up where you want to be. You're doing it out of self-sacrifice. You're not doing it because you want to. You're doing it as a martyr.
I'm trying to do it to help us. And here's the thing is if we go and they won't listen to us, that's kind of game over.
But you don't win in that scenario.
If we go and they don't listen to us,
no one wins.
Then you can consider it. And we get a second chance.
Thank you.
Would they give us a second chance to talk to them, Liam?
No.
All right.
Then we'll just kill them.
Then do you think we could kill them?
No.
It's one against four.
There's three of them.
No. We're not going to bring them all together.
Do you want to talk to one at a time?
Yeah. I thought that's what we were planning on doing.
The plan I'm proposing means less people dying. Including myself. I won't die.
But you won't be happy.
I could be. You don't know. I work at Walmart, man.
He does make a point.
He already works in hell.
He already works in a circle of hell.
I'm not willing to sacrifice one of my friends.
I'm sorry for everyone who works at Walmart, by the way.
I'm going to defend my boy, John. All he meant was that, like, Gavin's not necessarily happy where he is with his life. That's all I think that's what you meant.
Yeah, I went to law school and I work at Walmart.
Yeah, okay. That's what John meant. All right, cool.
Meanwhile, my trash against Walmart
defend my boy.
Totally meant.
Josh is like, I take back nothing.
I will now tell you where Josh lives. One moment, please.
You guys, I guarantee all of the Walmart workers on this will be like,
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, keep going.
Agreed.
Look, Gavin, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I think, you know, you have a life back home. And there's a chance that we can do this in a way that you can get back to it.
There's a chance that it could go really wrong.
Yeah, but there's a chance you could get everything. Don't you owe it to yourself to try? If there's even a slim possibility that you can walk away with everything you want, I won't stop you if you want to become the vessel, but I have reservations about your decision.
There's a slim chance for me to walk away with whatever I want, but there's a greater chance for me to walk away giving everyone else what they need.
Yeah, but by how much?
I don't know.
I don't think it's enough to justify. Okay, you know what?
There's a win-win and there's a win-lose scenario in both of these decisions. I choose to go with the win-win where everyone wins and we can take that chance.
And which one's the win-win scenario?
The one where we don't make him into a vessel. And then we can actually go and do Like, we can get the other stuff. We can get the other
vessel. Who's to say if you become a vessel, they'll even, like, care anymore?
Do you think it'd help, Liam?
As of right now, you're just four humans. You don't have authority over Earth. You're just four guys that Ash brought over. After I explain the situation, they will see you as the missing ingredients of Daria's spell. And that's why you watch Daria's, and that's why you would beat you with them. I hate to say this, but Gavin taking the role of a vessel, we can take to a vote. And me and Ari will have two votes to help them. With one vote, we can either we just need to convince one of them.
So it's a democracy?
Well, we work as together. We all the six of us work to try to take care of the nine realms together. That's why we're trying to make a decision. So yes, it could help. It absolutely will help. We can bring it to a vote. We can talk to them, bring it to a vote, and having that actual vote could change. But I want to emphasize this as much as I can. When I brought up the idea of the vessel, it was not because I want to force you guys' hands. Gavin, I understand your choice, but this is not... This will change you the rest of your life. And if you're willing to do it, they will see your sacrifice as noble, and they will accept it. And you will be carrying Ash's legacy. Ash was loved by the other vessels, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but her weapons represent one of their elements. Wind, lightning, crystal... And
yes,
the three more.
Wind, lightning, crystal, and something else.
I want to emphasize. Ash died saving us.
She did.
If we don't take the responsibility back to help give back to her realm, I don't think they'll look at us really well.
Now, I think that we're a little hot-headed right now thinking that we have to become the vessel. Why don't we go to that realm and find someone to fill that spot that shares the same views that we do that can help us?
We'd have to convince them to come help us.
I mean, I'm sure that there's another tiefling out there that has the same values, and or a dwarf even, that we can convince to take that spot.
Maybe. If there's someone there, I mean, sure, we could try it.
You guys want to go do a little side trip and then try to find a vessel, and hopefully the vessel can help us convince the other ones?
What are they going to think about us, the dwarves and the tieflings? How do they feel about humans?
They might relate to you, because as you guys can imagine, their realm is not necessarily the nicest realm. It is very hot. It is fire everywhere. They are judged by their appearance. People do not like the way they look. The dwarves live there as more of a punishment too, because they are the ones who build the weapons that were designed to kill gods. So they are there because of the punishment. So they are looked down upon. People judge them. People don't care about them. So they might relate to humans, because humans are also punished for a crime that they clearly did not commit. So they might relate to you guys, but it has to be, again, you guys, the fate of the realms all upon the four of you. I know you didn't ask for this, but that's just the truth. So whatever you guys decide, Ari and I will back you up.
What if it takes us too long to find someone?
Did Ash have any siblings?
That's legit what I was going to ask.
Someone who might want to take up the mantle. That would be quick to find.
She had a father.
Does she have a best friend?
Everyone has a father.
I guess that was me.
The best friend, not the father.
Yes, the best friend.
Okay, just double checking.
Good to clarify. I am so resisting being like, I will take the ring to Mordor.
I am not willing to sacrifice Gavin. I want to do something where we all get 100% of what we want.
So you guys want to go to a furnace and see if you can find a new vessel and hope that vessel can help us out to get a meeting? Is that the plan?
We'll give that a try. Let's do that first.
Okay, then. All right, people. Sorry. And then Artie goes, Gavin, sorry. Lucas gave me this, and he pulls out a water gun. And he goes, he said that if you put your potions on his water gun, you can spray them, and they'll take the effects of your potions.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
remind me who Lucas is.
The
one who runs really fast.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Fast.
Yeah, thank you.
Gavin takes the water gun and immediately loads a random potion into it.
Yeah.
He makes the big bad guy pure steel.
Yeah, and we're going to figure that out. The way I was thinking, John, is that they had to make a dexterity saving throw of 15 to see if they get drink or not. Mm-hmm. But okay. I thought it was a pretty fun mechanic with your
sweet potion. I'm excited about the rando potions.
All right, then. You guys ready, then? You guys want to pick some stuff before we go to Avernus?
Can I grab a second sword?
You can get one there, actually, because they're the ones who make it.
Yeah, I want that. Let's do that.
All right, then. As Leon gets ready, remember, we need to be quick. As long as it takes us back to make a decision, the longer it takes us to make a decision, the longer Darius has to break Steve. Okay? Just because the four of you are alive doesn't mean he cannot torture the poor kid and make him feel more into despair. And as he says this, he opens a portal to Avernus, and he goes, all right, let's go.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, I would. Drink. I mean, actually, you know what? Let's be tame, guys.
Yeah.
No fan art.
No fart.
No fan art. Yeah, it's okay.